Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I would like to welcome you to my show today. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. I am in the process of redoing my website, so I hope you all can bear with me on that. Since I have just started coming back to the radio, I took a little break from the radio. And since now I'm back, I'm continuing to my listeners that have been listening to me for a while. I thank you all for continuing to do that. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that we have a lot to rejoice about today. First of all, because Father God is good, and He is good all the time. All the time, He is good. Every time we wake up in the morning, we should put our feet on the floor. And when our feet get on the floor, we need to thank Father God for allowing us to be alive and to breathe another day. Well, my brothers and my sisters, today is I'm going to talk to you about a bit of politics, of course, because, you know, that's what we're doing. We're in the process of voting for a new president of this United States of America. And I hope every one of you have gone out and registered to vote. It's so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we register to vote a right. It's not something that can be taken lightly. It is a right. If you don't vote, then you don't have a voice. I said, if you don't vote, then you don't have a voice. You need to vote, my brothers and my sisters. Don't just stay at home and wish it in, and don't stay at home and pray it in, because the Bible says that faith without action is dead faith. The Bible says that faith without action is dead faith. Put action with your faith, my brothers and my sisters. You have to put action with your faith. You just can't say, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, and then you have no action with your faith. Okay. So, and you say, well, we're just a hoping and we're just a praying. No, you got to do more than a hope and then a pray, okay? If Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks had to do more than just a hoping and a praying, then guess what? You're going to have to do more than just a hoping and a praying. If that was the case, there would not be a need for Martin Luther King if all we had to do was just a hoping and a praying. No, there has to be action with your hope and then with your praying. I said, there must be action with your hoping and with your praying. You just can't say, all I'm going to do is a hoping and a praying. No, you got to act. That's why the Bible says faith without action is dead. So you got to become active. And you just can't sit here and talk about it. You got to be about it. You just can't sit and talk about it. You got to be about it. See? It's easy for people to talk about it. It's harder for a person to see about what they are talking about. Because anybody can sit down and talk all day. You can hold a conversation with someone all day about what you're talking about. But can you see about what you're talking about? I said, but can you be about what you're talking about? Because being about it and talking about it is two different things. So I say go and register to vote because it's your right See, it was given to you. People bled and died for you to have the right to vote. So do not sit at home and do not go to the polls and vote. Matter of fact, you need to be registered right now. This is the most important election that has been in the history of the United States of America. Because, I say that because of this. You have a man that's running for president that spews hatred and bigotry. Okay? Very divisive. Very divisive. And he speaks as a fool. Everything that he says that come out of his mouth is foolishness. Not have any type of background in government at all. Not at all. Not 1 ounce of it in government. Yes, he has been a businessman, but he has been a businessman that filed bankruptcy not one, two, three times, but how about six times? I'm telling you what I've read and what is true. This man has filed bankruptcy six times. What kind of president do you want to rise from the United States of America that can't even keep his own affairs in order? If he can't not keep his own affairs in order, how is he going to take care of the affairs of the United States of America? See, you have to look at all this. You just can't look at his platform where he's going to make America great. So he's getting your vote because he says that he's going to make America great. You have to look at this man's background and see what he has done in his business affairs. See how he has handled his life. See what he's saying out of his mouth, whether it be the vision or whether it be uniting all Americans together to make a great nation. These things you have to look at with your vote on someone. See, it's just like you saying, well, you know what? I'm going to go to school, but I don't really know what career I'm going to take in college. So I'll just go to college and I just float through. I just take all these classes that I don't need because I have not specified a major. So I'm just going to take all these classes that I don't need, and then I'm going to decide in my fourth quarter in my last year what I'm going to do, if I'm going to be a doctor or not. Okay. First of all, you've not taken the classes to be a doctor. Okay. You don't know what it entails because you've not taken the classes to be a doctor. So you decided that you're not going to take any classes to be a doctor, but in your fourth year, in the fourth quarter of college, you decided that you want to be a doctor, but you're not taking any of those classes. I use that to tell you that's what Trump is. That's how he has decided to be president. He does not have the ability. He has not done anything in the government, okay, to prepare him to be president of the United States of America. He has no background in government. He has done nothing in government to prepare him to be the president of the United States of America, but in the last quarter, in the fourth year, he wants to claim he's going to be president of America and make America great. Really? Really? How can you make America great? You're going to build a wall that's going to keep people out? That's how you're going to make America great? You're going to be divisive and talk about Muslim Americans because of their religion? How are you going to make America great? You're in the fourth year of the fourth quarter. You're not taking any classes. You don't know what it entails to be the president of the United States of America, Mr. Trump. So you cannot make America great if you don't know how to make America great. I place my vote behind Hillary Rodham Clinton because she does know. She has taken her classes. She's in the fourth year of the fourth quarter, and she's getting ready to walk across the stage and get her diploma because she has finished her portion. See? I said I placed my vote behind Hillary Rodham Clinton because she has taken all of her classes. She's in the fourth quarter, and she's in the fourth year, and she's getting ready to graduate. So I place my support and my vote behind this lady because she knows what she's doing. She's been in government for over 30 years. She knows what she's doing. So I place my vote and my support behind her. See, because I care about the United States of America. That's why, to the Word of God, I'm going to go start in Luke 8 chapter, verses 12. It says, those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. What are those by the wayside that we're talking about? We're talking about a sower that went out to sow. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, whipped it, and choked it. Others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable mean? What does it mean when you're saying a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the fowls of the air devoured it? What does that mean, his disciples asked? And some fell upon a rock, and as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. The disciples, they were confused. They said, Lord, what do you mean? They asked Jesus, what do you mean? And see, every time the disciples asked Jesus what did he mean, he had an answer for them. He said, unto you it is given. This is what Jesus tells his disciples. He says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. That's why it's very important that we clarify it for you. Now, here's the parable. The parable is this. The seed, my brothers and my sisters, is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and take away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. Those by the wayside are those that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe. So when you are by the wayside, and the devil already knows it, he knows that you hear the word. But then what does he do? As soon as he sees that you hear the word, he comes to take the word out of your heart. And that means that something can happen. Like you hear the word, and as soon as you hear the word, they turn your lights out at your house, at your bills do. Or they have a family member to start an argument with you to take your eye the word. Or you owe a debt that you cannot pay, and it takes your eyes off the word. It says the devil comes right away to take the word out of their heart, unless they should believe and be saved. Why is the Bible say, lest they should believe and be saved? Because he knows if he can take your focus off of the word of God, that you will not believe and you will not be saved, because the devil has come in and taken away that word that was sown to you. The word that was sown to you in your heart, the devil has come and taken that word away. So believe me, my brothers and my sisters, as soon as you get the word shown to you by a woman or a man of God, the devil comes immediately, quickly, and comes and takes that word. So you cannot believe and you will not be saved. The other one is they that are on the rock are they which, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. No root. They have no root, which for a while they believe. And in time of temptation or test, they fall away. That is the seed that is sown on a rock, because the rock has no root. See? They receive the word, they hear the word. They receive the word, they hear the word with joy. They have no root. And I'm going to give you an example of a flower. A flower that has no root, my brothers and my sisters, will soon die. Okay. If you pull up a flower from the root, and then that root breaks off, the flower is going to die. Because in order for a flower to live, it must have a root. See, because the root nourishes the flower. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while they believe. For a while. And in time of testing or temptation, they fall away. Yeah, they, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We believe you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a while. Soon as they come and repossess your car, as soon as your husband or wife starts arguing with you about bills not being paid, as soon as you get fired from your job, as soon as your children start giving you headaches, as soon as you don't have enough money to pay your light bill, you don't have enough money to pay your gas bill, you don't have enough money to buy food, as soon as you get sick, then you believe for a while, but in the time of testing, that as soon as you fall away from the word of God, because you have no root. You're not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. You don't have a root. Okay, so you don't have a root, and you're not rooted, and you're not grounded. And just like a flower that has no root, you have no nourishment because you receive, you hear the word with joy, but your actions speak louder than your words, meaning that you hear it, but you don't believe it. Because as soon as trying times come, you run away. You go back to doing what you did because you say, well, I don't believe that because I wouldn't be having all this trouble if there was a God. I don't believe that. I was just shouting and praying at church and all this came, all this happened to me. I don't believe in it. And there's a person with no root. Because if you had root when the storms came and the wind started to blow, guess what? You would still be grounded. Because a root grounds you. See? And all the wind and the rain and the storms do is just make you go back and forth. You lean a little bit, but you pop right back up. You might go to the side a little bit, but you come right back up. See? It didn't pull you up from the ground. It just made you lean a little bit because you're rooted and you're grounded in the word of Father God. You don't just shout at church on Sunday morning and then on Monday morning you're raising hell. That's not rooted and grounded. It's hearing the word with joy and then you don't have a root. But see, when you're rooted and grounded in the word, can't nothing bother you. It might for a minute, but it can't pull you away from that wow. See, it's different than shouting and jumping up at church and being rooted and grounded in the word. My brothers and my sisters. And they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard it go forth and are choked with cares and riches and treasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. And they which fell among thorns are they which when they have heard, they go forth and are choked with the cares of this world and the riches of this world and the pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. So you can hear the word all day long. I said you can hear the word all day long. But what are your actions, my brothers and my sisters? What are your actions? Because see, in order to talk the talk, you must walk the walk. If you're not walking what you talk about, then you need to have a seat because that is not of God. Actions, my brother, speak way louder than words. That's why the Bible says, they which fell among the thorns, and you know thorns will pinch you. They will stab you. They which fell among the thorns, they heard, but they went forth, and they're choked with the cares of this life, with the riches and the pleasures of this life. They let the pleasures of this life, the riches of this life. They were so caught up in the money, how much money that they have, how much riches that they have, what mansions, what houses, their cars, their clothes, and all of this stuff. But they did not care enough about the world. So they never brought perfection because they were so caught up in the money and the riches and the things of the world. So although they heard the word, they never brought it to perfection. See, or they never brought it to fruition because they decided that they wanted the riches and the money more than they wanted the word of Father God. I hope this Bible study and this talk show has been a pleasure to you to grow a little bit, my brothers and my sisters. It's not going to be overnight to grow into the word and to do the things that Father God wants you to do. For some people, it might be overnight. For some people, it might take a while. But be perceived that sown on good ground, which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience, my brothers and my sisters. Be like the seed that fell on good ground, which are they, which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Have a blessed day and a wonderful rest of your night. I will be back on the radio tomorrow, probably around 12 or 1 o'clock. So if it is Father God's will.